The late architect, Ludwig Mies van der Rohe, described his design philosophy with a simple mantra, less is more. Those three words shaped the world of architecture for a generation. Countless sleek black towers of steel and glass soared skyward around the world from the 1940s through the 70s. But today, more is more. In its August issue, Vanity Fair magazine published the results of a survey of the most important architectural works of the last 30 years. The winners, chosen by architects, critics, and academics, are striking, whimsical, even audacious. Correspondent Matt Turnauer wrote the piece that accompanies the survey in Vanity Fair, and he joins us from NPR West. Matt, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Give us some highlights of the survey.
Well, we asked architects, academic deans of architecture schools, and journalists to name the most significant building since 1980. There was a very clear winner. It was the Guggenheim Museum Bilbao by Frank Gehry. And this got three times as many votes as the nearest competitor, which was the Menil Collection in Houston, which is a very minimalist building by Renzo Piano. Gehry's building is the most exuberant thing you can possibly imagine. And it really, I think, set the tone for, I think, which is probably as close to a definitive opinion-making survey, because these are the people who are really at the top of their profession. And we were surprised that it was so clear, as a matter of fact.
The article is accompanied by pictures, and the Guggenheim in Bilbao, I mean, it's like a sea of gold curves and bricks, and it almost seems like it's moving. I mean, why is this building so important?
I describe the building as seeming like a bouquet of writhing fish.
Mm.
It has titanium panels that change color in the sunlight. It looks gold in the pictures that we run, but certain times of day it looks silver. And it's a very expressive building that was embraced not only by the architectural establishment, but also by the general public. And this is a really rare occurrence. Most people don't notice buildings. Buildings don't become these sort of cult objects very often, and this building did instantly. So I think for that alone is very significant. But the confluence of public acceptance and professional acceptance is extremely rare.
Some of the buildings on this list are attention-grabbing and extravagant, like the Gehry building. But there are others that are some exceptions, some rather understated, more reserved buildings. Do you think that's becoming a trend in architecture?
Well, I think in a way we're all over the place. We had a very unified theory and practice of architecture for many years in the 20th century. It was called modernism. Modernism died at a certain point. Less is more was the modernist mantra, as you say. The postmodernists replaced the modernists as the dominant architectural theorists and practitioners, and their mantra was less is more. Gehry has led the way out of the swamp of postmodernism, which was an extremely necessary thing for someone to do.
The survey's findings also mention the most important buildings of the 21st century, and on top of that list is the Bird's Nest Stadium, designed for the 2008 Beijing Olympics. Why is that significant, and who designed it?
It's designed by a Swiss partnership, Herzog and Dameron. Not that everything needs to be compared to Bilbao, but you could compare it in that it's a spectacle building. It captures people's imagination. It's formally very intriguing and exciting. It has something else very significant in common with Bilbao, is that it's a building that could not have been executed without the computer. And this is really another legacy of Frank Gehry. He was the first major architect to harness the power of computer-assisted design to execute buildings on this very extravagant, very outlandish scale and kind of with great daring form.
Given that sustainability is gaining so much popularity, why do you think there weren't any explicitly green pieces of architecture at the top of the list?
Well, I think this is a complicated question. There are a lot of very interesting green buildings being built on a small scale that are extraordinary. They actually produce more energy than they consume. These buildings, in general, don't look so hot because they have to do a lot of things that buildings traditionally never did. So a lot of these things need to be resolved by the design community. And I think this is actually one of the most fascinating stories that everyone should be having their eyes on for the next 10 years, 20 years.
I mean, it's interesting to talk to you and think about what the future of architecture is going to look like. Maybe sustainable buildings will get nicer looking. But given what you've said about Frank Gehry, in light of the recent economic downturn, do you think extravagant, high-priced architecture is still feasible?
Well, I think it's less feasible, frankly. One thing that is an interesting legacy of Mr. Gehry and his computer-assisted design is that this helps with keeping the architect and the artistic vision of the architect in control, because the computer allows the developer to actually see how much it's going to cost within pennies sometimes. But definitely one of the real victims of this economic downturn has been good architecture.
Vanity Fair correspondent Matt Turnauer, he spoke with us from NPR West. The survey of the great buildings appears in Vanity Fair's August issue. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
On our website, npr.org, you can see photos of 10 of the structures that made Vanity Fair's list.